tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man.
We present John le Carré's Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, adapted for radio in 7 parts by René Basilico, and starring Bernard Hepton as George Smiley. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, Part 7.
Where are you taking me exactly?
Never you mind, Toby.
George?
The safe house, Toby. I'd like you to spend a few days there until this business has been cleared up.
George, you surely can't be serious. A Russian mole inside the circus. It's too fantastic.
We've always accepted that it could happen.
Yeah, sure, it's a nice idea in theory, but there are two sides to everything.
Indeed.
I mean, whoever called witchcraft chicken feed? No one. It's the best.
Not as good, I imagine, as you've been handing to Moscow.
Oh, George.
Via Polyakov.
I think you have the wrong end of the stick. I'm a very patriotic fellow.
I know, Toby, I know. But you see the way the circus is being turned inside out. Who's wrong? Who's right?
George, listen. If you are wrong, I don't want to be wrong, too. You understand me?
But if you're right, he wants to be right, too.
Sure, why not? All I want, George, is to get this thing cleared up, you know? For the good of the circus.
Thank you, Toby. I felt sure I could rely on you.
Always, George, always.
We're nearly there. Another 10 minutes.
Good.
Where is there, this safe house?
Just beyond Colchester. You'll be very comfortable.
Well, sure. Maybe I should call my wife, actually.
Of course, you can phone her from the house.
Better to phone the duty officer at the circus. Let him tell your wife.
Would you do that?
Whatever you say, George. Anything I can do to help?
For the good of the circus.
Porteous?
Phil, it's Toby.
Hello, Toby. How's Trix?
Fine, actually. But I want you to do this favor for me.
Yeah?
I've got a little problem, a personal problem I have to take care of, actually.
The usual?
This one is difficult, Phil. She's getting too possessive, you know what I mean?
When are you ever going to learn?
It's the last time, Phil, I promise you. I promise me.
Yeah.
But I need a couple of days to smooth things out.
So you want me to phone Mara?
Please. Tell her I'm away, doing a big job for the circus, blowing up the Kremlin or something. I'll be back on Monday.
Okay, Toby. Leave it to me.
Thanks, Phil.
Excellent, Toby.
He's a born liar, isn't he? I damn near believed him myself.
Now, Toby, about this house.
What house?
The one Percy bought, out of the witchcraft budget.
Where did you get that from?
The witchcraft accounts. Oliver Lacon let me have them.
Lacon? Is he involved?
Oh, yes. He's looking for the mole, too, Toby.
The same as the rest of us.
That house is presumably the contact point for Polyakov.
Yes.
Well?
It's in Camden Town, actually.
Where in Camden Town?
5 Lock Gardens.
Thank you, Toby.
Is there built-in audio?
What do you think?
And a caretaker.
Millie McCraig.
So Mrs. McCraig keeps house and runs the recording equipment?
Sure.
And what's the procedure for contacting Polyakov for a crash meeting?
Polly drives to and from the embassy past the house we have on Haverstock Hill, actually. If we put a yellow poster in the window protesting against the traffic, that's the signal.
What about at night or at weekends?
Wrong number phone call. But nobody likes that.
Has it ever been used?
I don't know.
You mean you don't listen to his phone?
Come in.
Ah, Fawn. Come in.
You wanted to see me, sir?
I wanted you to meet Mr. Esterhazy.
He'll be staying on here for a few days as our house guest.
Oh, it should be very pleasant for you, sir. We'll do our best to make you comfortable.
Thank you.
What about the other gentleman, sir?
He'll be leaving shortly.
Very good.
What other gentleman? Who else is there?
Ricky Tarr.
But he's a defector. You know that, Peter?
According to Percy, George disagrees.
He came to us because he daren't trust anyone at the circus, Toby.
Can you blame him?
You know something, George, I'm not sure which side I'm supposed to be on anymore.
Poor Toby. It must be very confusing for you. I shall ask only one more favor of you.
What's that?
Fawn?
Yes, sir?
I want Mr. Esterhazy to ring Millie McCraig tomorrow afternoon, about tea time. Say about 4:30.
Very good, sir.
I want him to tell Millie McCraig to expect us within the hour to test the recording equipment. All right, Toby?
Sure, George. Anything.
And make sure it is Millie McCraig before you let him open his mouth.
Of course, sir.
Come on, Peter. I want to talk to Ricky.
Coming. And when he does speak, Fawn, make sure he doesn't say more than he should.
Don't worry, sir. I'm sure Mr. Esterhazy will wish to avoid unpleasantness. Won't you, sir?
Ricky, it's me, Peter Gillen. Open up.
You and who else?
George Smiley.
Hang on.
Hello, Ricky. We bring glad tidings.
Where's Fawn?
That's the glad tidings. He's downstairs.
He's got a new charge, Ricky. You don't need him anymore.
Great. So, have you found the mole yet?
Well, not quite. We've narrowed the field down to three people.
Who?
Bland, Hayden, Allerline.
Christ, no wonder I nearly got my throat cut.
You were damn lucky.
We need your help now, Ricky.
To do what?
To narrow the field down to one.
And you can settle some old scores at the same time.
Yeah, I owe Irina that much. What do you want me to do?
How would you like to spend a long weekend in Paris?
On the firm.
Great. When do I go?
Tonight. You take Fawn's car and drive to Harwich. Overnight ferry to the Hook of Holland and drive down to Paris from there.
And what about a passport?
Use your own.
That's a bit risky, isn't it?
Well, perhaps, but they're still looking for Mr. Poole coming in, not Mr. Tarr going out.
Anyway, I'll see you onto the boat in case you run into problems. After that, you're on your own.
That's the way I like it.
You know the circus resident in Paris, I believe.
Do I?
He was your old boss and mentor.
Steve Macklethorpe? Hasn't he retired yet?
He's got about 3 months to run.
I contact him.
Yes.
And do what?
Exactly what you did in Hong Kong.
Send a cable?
Mm-hmm.
To the circus?
Yes. Offering them vital information, wasn't it?
Information vital to the safeguarding of the service.
Perfect.
Oh, yes, I like it, Mr. Smiley. That'll really put the cat among the pigeons.
Islay Hotel, can I help you?
It's Mr. George here.
Hello, dear.
Is Mr. Mendley in, would you know?
Yes, I believe he is. Would you like to speak to him?
Please.
Hang on, dear, I'll put you through.
Room 9.
Mendel, is Mr. George.
Hello, how's Trix?
Fine, thank you. We got my nephew away on time.
No collywobbles?
No. He's looking forward to meeting his friend.
Good.
I just wanted to let you know that Auntie and I won't be back until tomorrow morning.
Oh, I won't wait up then.
But we are hoping to throw a little party tomorrow evening.
I like parties.
We'll have a few arrangements to make first, of course.
Of course. Should be fun.
Until tomorrow, then.
Bye.
George?
Here, Peter.
Ah.
No problem parking?
No. In the side road there, beyond the first street light.
Good.
Have you done a recce?
Hmm. Lock Gardens is a cul-de-sac. Number 5 is the house at the end.
It would be.
It's well chosen, Peter. Practically impossible to keep under surveillance.
Yes. Well, let's get on with it, shall we?
I'll go first, Peter. You stay here for a minute or two.
What for?
I want you to watch my back.
Watch you? Are you serious?
Maybe I'm imagining things, but you can't be too careful.
Okay. I'll give you a 60-second start. Oh, come on, Millie.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Yes?
Hello, Mrs. McCraig.
Mr. Smiley, what brings you here?
Didn't Mr. Esterhazy tell you I was coming?
Oh, I bet he didn't say it was you. He just said it'd be an old friend. Come in, come in.
Thank you.
Are you by yourself?
No, Peter Gillam should be along in a minute or two.
I heard you'd left the service. Retired, was it?
Well, sort of semi-retired.
And now you've come to check the wiring or some such?
That's right.
On Mr. Esterhazy's authority?
No, on Mr. Oliver Lakin's.
Oh.
If you have any worries, Mrs. McCraig, any worries at all, you can reach Mr. Lakin on this number. Here.
I see.
But you're to ring no one else. Is that clear?
Oh, very.
That'll be Peter Gillam.
I'll go and let him in. Ah, here's him.
Hello, Millie, my love. Long time no see. Oh, George.
Oh, all right. Not a sniff. Good. Now, Mrs. McCraig, perhaps you could explain the setup here to us.
Well, there isn't one, really. All the meetings are held on the ground floor drawing room.
And where are the microphones?
One on each wall, embedded in the wallpaper.
Voice activated?
Of course.
And the tape recorders, where are they?
In the attic.
So you have to go up to the attic to man the equipment every time there's a meeting?
No, they turn it on themselves.
How?
There's a switch in the drawing room.
Show me. If you wouldn't mind, Mrs. McCraig.
Well, in here, then.
Incidentally, what are your safety procedures here?
Two full milk bottles on the front step and all's well. No milk bottles keep out. There's the switch.
Double.
Aye, the right-hand one is for the light and the left's for the recorder.
So the moment you put the switch down, you're live.
That's it.
We'll soon fix that.
Yes. What's he up to?
I'm just reversing the switch.
But he's not to do that. Tell him to stop at once.
You have Oliver Lakin's number, Mrs. McCraig.
Aye, and I'm away to speak with him now. This is outrageous, absolutely outrageous.
Poor Millie. If only she knew the truth, her blood would turn to ice.
Yeah, I thought it did years ago. There. Yeah, it's too simple, really. Just put the switch back upside down and... hey, presto. And they think it's on, it'll be off, and vice versa.
When you finish here, we'd better test it, just to make sure.
What's the time?
5:30, a little after.
Then it's 6:30 in Paris.
Don't worry. Ricky knows what he has to do.
Hello, Mr. Mattelbaugh.
What? Ricky?
Easy now, Mr. Mattelbaugh.
What the hell are you doing here?
Lock the door. You're not going anywhere.
What's all this about?
Just do as I say. Gently now. Don't make me nervous.
What the devil have you been up to, Ricky boy? The whole damn circus is after your blood.
Is there anyone still inside the building?
Only the duty cipher clerk.
Locked in?
What do you think?
But he'll open up if you tell him.
Oh, for God's sake, Ricky.
Come on. And no tricks, or you won't live to collect your pension.
You're out of your mind, Ricky. London will have your hide for this job.
Where's the cipher room?
Here.
You sure there's no one here but the cipher clerk?
Positive.
Okay. No tricks, mind.
Open up, Ben. It's me, Steve McElvore.
Hello, Mr. McElvore. I thought you'd gone home.
I came back. I had to talk to London urgently.
Just a minute, sir.
Hey, who are you? It's all right, Ben. This gentleman's an old friend. One of my more distinguished contacts.
Yes, sir.
Leave the books where they are, Ben. Put the keys in the machine, then you can go. Buzz off home.
Thank you, sir.
Ben stays, okay?
But Mr. McElvore said I could go.
Don't argue with him, Ben. He's got a gun.
Huh?
You can put your hands down, Ben. We're all friends here.
Thank you.
All we're going to do is code up a simple little message for London. Aren't we, Mr. McElvore?
If you say so.
I do. And I also say we're going to keep our hands where I can see them. I might get very twitchy if someone makes a sudden move.
What time do you make it now, Peter?
Exactly 3 minutes later than the last time you asked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I always find this the most difficult time, the waiting.
I'll get it, George. Yes?
Jasilski. We're just leaving.
Good.
You're at Five Lock Gardens, right?
Right. It's a cul-de-sac.
Great.
So, keep well clear.
Don't worry. I'll call you when we're in position. Okay?
Fine. Nick Jasilski. They're just leaving.
Who's he got with him?
The best I could lay hands on at short notice. Nick, Casper, Jeff Hatton.
Good.
So, it's all down to Ricky Tarr now.
Just hope he hasn't hit any snags.
Stop worrying, George.
Something should be happening by now.
It probably is. And now what?
Perhaps we should check with Mendel and make sure the line's open.
He said he'd ring us.
Yes, I know.
What exactly is he, anyway?
An apartment right opposite the circus.
Oh, very convenient. How did he come by that, I wonder?
I shudder to think. The special brands seem to inhabit a sort of demi-monde of their own.
You could say that again.
Ah. Hello?
Things are beginning to happen. One's just clocked in.
Who?
Well, it looks like Alaline.
How did he seem?
Agitated.
I am not surprised.
Oh, hang on. There's a car just turned up. Oh, no. It's just came past.
What sort of car?
No. He stopped. It's an old Rover. Silver grey.
That'll be Roy Bland.
I've got the glasses on him now. Heavy set. Ginger hair.
That's him.
Wanted to come, then.
Well, Bill's always late.
Is he? I'll tell you what, keep the line open. I'll give you a shout when something happens, right?
Thank you. Well, Peter, the vultures are gathering.
What will they do now?
If Hong Kong's anything to go by, they'll try to stall Ricky, keep him pinned down in the residency.
Yes, they've got a bearing on him at last.
And that's what we're banking on, Peter. The Mole's got to alert Moscow, urgently.
Hello?
Sorry, Mendel.
A cab's just pulled up outside the circus. Yeah. Yep, it looks like your third man's arrived. The gang's all here.
Thank you.
Here it comes. Looks brief and to the point. Unbutton it, Ben, as a good lad.
It's from Alaline, personal to you.
It's on the tape, too, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Then run it through the machine, the decryptor, or whatever you call it.
But it's a flash. Decipher yourself.
Do it, Ben.
Yes, Mr. Mucklesworth.
You really are off your chump, Ricky. No one in their right mind is going to swallow your story. Then why are they trying to kill me? It's not the bloody Russians who are trying to kill you, it's us. It comes to the same thing, doesn't it? Read it, Ben. So that Mr. McElvoy here knows exactly what's happening.
Personal for Tarr from Alaline. Decipher yourself. Require clarification and or trade samples before meeting your request. Quote, information vital to safeguarding of the service, unquote, does not qualify. Urge you confide McElvoy immediately. Repeat immediately. Stop.
He's stalling again, that's what he's doing. Stalling way measures me up for a coffin. Just the way he did for Irina.
Irina, who's she?
Yeah, Percy's playing the same old tune, that bastard. We'll show him. Well, we're there.
Beg pardon, sir.
The Soski's party should be here by now.
Give them time.
Are you sure that walkie-talkie thing's working?
Please, George. We've got Mendel on the other end of the phone watching the circus. We've got time on our hands and everything's under control.
Nick to Peter, do you read me? Over.
There you are. Peter to Nick. Pete to Nick. Loud and clear. Over.
We're in position. What news? Over.
Sit tight. We'll keep you posted. Out.
Oh, that's a relief. Mendel, are you there?
With you.
Anything happening?
One or two lights going on, off. Otherwise nothing. No one's left the building.
Keep your eyes on that entrance. If you miss him, we'll be in trouble.
Don't worry.
Stay by the phone a minute, Peter.
Sure. George, you've spent half the evening peering out of that damned window. What's got into you?
I'm not sure. I'm just uneasy.
There's no one there, I promise you.
Hmm.
If there was, I'd have seen him. I was watching your back all the way.
Hello?
What is it?
A taxi's just arrived. Hang on.
Stand by, George.
What's happening?
One of us just left.
Which one?
Couldn't see. He was hidden by the taxi.
Damn.
Heading north, though. Your direction.
Thanks.
Well, Peter, I think Mole Gerald's on his way.
Will there be anything more to send, sir?
Let's wait and see.
some of us have got homes to go to, Ricky boy. How much longer do you intend keeping us here?
Just until the next message comes through, Mr. McElvore. No longer, I promise you.
One more? Saying what, exactly?
Oh, I don't know. How about, the mole is dead, long live Ricky Tarr?
You've got a hope.
There's no sign of him yet, Mendel.
He ought to be with you by now. Maybe he's not the mole after all.
He must be. Taxi's just arrived, George. He's here, Mendel. Signing off now.
Roger. Good luck.
Pete to Nick. The first one's arrived.
Roger.
Where do I plug in the headset?
There.
I can't hear anything.
He won't have switched on yet.
Oh, of course.
He won't hear anything until he thinks he's switching it off.
Ah, yes. There it is.
What's he doing?
Just pacing about.
You think it's Merle, Gerald?
Almost certainly.
Another taxi.
Must be Polyakov.
Beat to Nick. The second one's arrived. Stand by.
Roger. Standing by.
What's that? Tradecraft. He's bringing in the milk bottles.
Anyone in?
He's just going to the drawing room.
Well, what's happening?
Polyakov's reciting their cover story.
What about the mole?
He hasn't spoken yet.
George, what is it? What's the matter?
Nothing. I've heard enough. All right, Peter, you can call him in now.
Pete to Nick. Move, move, move.
Roger, on our way.
Come on, Peter. I suppose we'd better make ourselves known.
You okay, George?
Yes, of course.
I'll let the others in.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, gentlemen.
Jordan,
who are you?
Alexei Alexandrovich Polyakov, I presume.
Yes,
or do you prefer Colonel Viktorov of the 13th Directorate?
They're here, George.
Thank you, Peter. Allow me to introduce you to Mole Gerald.
Well, Hayden.
Right this way, Colonel.
Push the taker hands off me! I protest a violation of diplomatic
status. I'm sorry, Colonel Viktorov. But the diplomatic status is accorded to Councillor Polyakov.
I am Polyakov, I tell you. Let me go, Miss.
Tell me your guest. Where are you taking me?
To the funny farm. Where else? I protest. I wish to speak with Soviet Ambassador.
Okay, take him away.
6 to 4. He'll be back in Moscow within 48 hours.
And Bill Hayden?
They'd hang him if I had my way.
They won't, though. They never do.
No. He'll be put on ice and traded for one of the agents he helped to blow.
We'd better get him to the interrogators, I suppose.
And give him a minute. He's making his last confession to George.
Moscow is trying to position Percy to take over from control.
I see.
Witchcraft was Carla's idea. It may be hard for you to admit, George, but the whole concept was classic.
I wouldn't disagree.
Percy was the front man. I slipstreamed behind him. Roy and Toby did the legwork. None of them knew.
And Operation Testify? Presumably that was your own idea.
Yes. But that was a desperate throw. I knew Control suspected a mole. All that digging about in the files. And it was getting close. Too close.
Was Stefcik's offer genuine, by the way?
Good Lord, no. No, it was a fix from the start. But we had to be certain Control would rise to the bait.
And who he would send to Czechoslovakia, presumably?
That, too. It had to be a big gun. Someone who wasn't witchcraft cleared.
And someone who was a Czech speaker.
Yes.
I've been through all the files, all the correspondence back over the years. I knew you and Jim Prideaux were close. I never realized how close.
Yes.
Blood brothers, you wrote once.
I got him back, damn it.
Yes. Yes, you did. That was very good of you.
Don't bloody well patronize me, George.
Sorry. I shall have to break it to Anne, of course. Is there anything in particular you want me to say to her?
She's your wife.
She always was.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. It was Carla's idea. He reckoned that if it was known that I was Anne's lover, you wouldn't see straight when it came to other things. Point?
Point.
Time he was going, George?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay, Bill.
Coming.
You all right, George?
Fine.
Carla thought you were quite good, actually, George.
Thank you.
He always said you were the biggest threat. But you had this one price. Anne.
Come on, Hayden.
Take no notice, George.
All clear?
No.
Okay, bring him up.
You sure you're all right?
Stop him! Stop that
What's
car!
That sounds like a shot. Come on.
Get out,
George.
Man.
Come on.
No, Peter. No, you go.
Stay with him. Right, right. Mr. Gillum.
Yes?
Trouble. Someone took a pot shot at Hayden.
We heard. Who was it? Did you see?
Too dark. He was in an old Jag. Parked at the top of the street.
Bill. Is Bill all right?
He's dead, Mr. Smiley.
Oh, my God.
What were you playing at? Didn't you have him covered?
Yeah, we weren't expecting this, were we?
Oh, my God. Well, move, man. Get after him.
Right away. Sorry, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, thank you.
If I'm sorry if they don't get him.
It's all right. They aren't to blame. I don't understand, George. Apart from us, who else knew Hayden would be here?
It's of no consequence, Peter. Not now.
You knew George, didn't you? You knew this would happen.
No. But I should have done. I should have known. After all, Bill once said they were blood brothers.
That was the seventh and final part of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, the novel by Jean Le Carré, adapted for radio by René Basilico, with Bernard Hepton as George Smiley. The theme music was written by Max Harris, the program produced for the BBC by John Fawcett Wilson.